Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Purport, chapter 12, text 20. In this chapter, from verse 2 to the end, from Maya Vesha Mano Ye Ma, Tishina Vaina Mi, through Yetu Dharma Mitam Yudam, this religion of eternal engagement, the Supreme Lord has explained the processes of transcendental service for approaching Him. Such processes are very dear to the Lord, and He accepts the person engaged in them. The question of who is better, one who is engaged in the path of a personal Brahman or one who is engaged in the personal service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was raised by Arjuna, and the Lord replied to him so explicitly that there is no doubt that devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best of all processes of spiritual realization. In other words, in this chapter, it is decided that through good association, one develops attachment for pure devotional service, and thereby accepts a bona fide spiritual master, and from him begins to hear and chant and observe the regulative principles of devotional service with faith, attachment, and devotion, and thus becomes engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. This path is recommended in this chapter. Therefore, there is no doubt that devotional service is the only absolute path for self-realization. For the attainment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the impersonal conception of the Supreme Absolute Truth, as described in this chapter, is recommended only up to the time one surrenders himself for self-realization. In other words, as long as one does not have the chance to associate with a pure devotee, the impersonal conception may be beneficial. In the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, one works without fruitive results, meditates and cultivates knowledge to understand spirit and matter. This is necessary as long as one is not directly in association of a pure devotee. Furthermore, fortunately, if one develops directly a desire to engage in Krishna consciousness and pure devotional service, he does not need to undergo step by step improvement in spiritual realization. Devotional service, as described in the middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, is more congenial. One need not bother about materials to keep body and soul together, because by the grace of the Lord, everything is carried out automatically. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami purports to the 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of devotional service. Hari Om Tat Sat. Everybody in the ashrams, no? Katie, no? Working on. So, this verse this chapter on devotional service is very important, because here Krishna has very clearly given out the purpose. In the process of devotional service, clarify which service is better, whether impersonal or the personal. So, this particular verse stating that anyone who follows devotional service engages themselves with faith, making Krishna the supreme goal, is very, very dear to him. In the previous verses, things were said to be dear to Krishna, very dear. One who is equal to friends and enemies, equipoise in honor and dishonor, heat, cold, happiness, distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contaminating association, always silent, always satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residents, who is fixed in knowledge, who is engaged in devotional service, such a person is very dear. But this verse 20, it says, very, very dear. Atif Priya, exceptionally dear. So what do you have to do to be exceptionally dear to Krishna? You heard the verse.
Engaging in special service.
Other ones are engaging in devotional service. Something more?
Personal.
Devotional service means personal. What kind of devotional service?
Unlimited.
Krishna is very faithful. Two things he said here. One is faith, and the other is making Krishna the supreme goal. Some people do devotional service, but their supreme goal is to merge into the impersonal Brahmajyoti, or to liberation, or some material benediction or something. Still they're dear to Krishna because they're doing devotional service. But when somebody makes Krishna the supreme goal and engages in devotional service and faith to achieve Krishna, that is super special. How many here have decided to make Krishna the supreme goal in their life? Okay. So that makes you all very, very dear to Krishna. You are a very exceptional devotee. Panchakal Patrubhyasta Kibasandi Vasha. Admiral Prabhu, here you have very exceptional devotees. Very, very dear to Krishna.
Very much appreciate it.
Because they have made Krishna as their supreme goal. So, Dave, you too? Krishna is your supreme goal?
Yes.
Sorry to cut you off the balance there. It's okay. So, this 12th chapter is described in the Padma Puran as a very, very powerful chapter by Lord Shiva to Parvati. You know that glory, the 12th chapter? There was once a prince, and his father died before he could complete an Ashwamedha Yajna. The horse was stolen, and then the father died. So he wanted to complete the Yajna, but he couldn't find the horse. So he decided to go to a famous Lakshmi temple, which is still existing. It's how old it is. You can go to see this temple now. It's mentioned in Padma Purana. It's called Mahalakshmi of Kolhapur in Maharashtra. You heard of it? So he went to that temple and he offered all kinds of prayers and songs to Mahalakshmi. How she is internal potency, she's all merciful, she's beloved of Lord Vishnu, everything. So then, after maybe a few hours, 2 hours or more of offering prayers, the Mahalakshmi was very pleased with him and informed him that if he goes to the front of her temple, there's a sadhu living across the street, a devotee, who can satisfy all of his needs. So he went across the street and there he found this ashram. Inside there was a guru, Brahmana, and he paid his obeisances. And the Brahmana said, "So Mahalakshmi has sent you to me. What is it that you want? What do you need?" And he explained that my father took a vow to do the Ashwamedha Yajna, but he couldn't complete it because the horse was stolen and then he died. Now the son had kept the body of his dead father in essential oils, but came looking for a solution. So he said that, you know, he felt his duty to finish the yajna that his father had not completed. So he says, "First I need to get the horse back so I can complete the yajna." This is important for us because we're all trying to complete Prabhupada's yajna. Lord Chaitanya had predicted the whole world would be Krishna conscious, every town and village, and Prabhupada set off to do that. There's probably a few people still not Krishna conscious in the world. So the yajna is not fully finished yet. You think? Is that correct? So, we also have to finish the uncompleted work of Srila Prabhupada, many uncompleted works, which due to time factor I won't elaborate. So he told the sadhu, "I want to get the horse back to complete the yajna for my father." So that's all. You come here behind my asana. And the sadhu started chanting mantras. He started chanting mantras and then he clapped his hands. All of a sudden, from the sky started descending all kinds of devas. Indra, Varuna, Vayudev, Agnidev, and they're standing in front of the sadhu just shaking with folded hands. They say, "Yes sir, what can we do for you?" He said, "Give this prince back his horse." "Yes sir." Here they came, gave the horse. "Anything else, sir?" "So, no, you can go back." "Thank you, sir." The prince is amazed. The devas are shaking before this devotee. He never saw, you know, who can, even you don't see devas, but he claps his finger and they're all coming and shaking. He said, "Wow, this is really a powerful devotee." "So is there anything else you want?" They said, "Well, my father died. Best to be if he could finish the yajna that he started. I kept his body preserved in essential oil. If you could bring his body back to life, then I would really appreciate that." So that is a little bit more difficult. I would have to go and see the condition of the body and the whole situation. But I'll go with you, let's see what we can do. So the Guru went with this prince to his kingdom. There he saw the body had been immediately put in special oils. It was not at all decomposed. It was as it was. He said, okay, it shouldn't be a problem. I'll bring him back to life. So then he began chanting some mantras over water to bring out the body. Then he took the water and sprinkled it all over the dead body of the king. And the king came back to life. And the prince, you know, was amazed. And the king was very intelligent. And then he said, how did I come back? What happened? And then the prince explained the whole thing, that this devotee has got all this power. He brought back the horse and he brought you back to life. So the king was thinking that he would like to know how this person got so much power. He'd never heard of anybody having so much power. So he asked that Sadhu Guru, my dear sir, could you please, would you be kind to tell us, how is it you have so much power? So normally I don't reveal this to anybody. It's very confidential. Since Mahalakshmi told to give you what you wanted, this is your third request, final. So, I'll tell you. Every day, I chant the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And by chanting the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there is nothing that I cannot achieve. So this is revealed by Lord Shiva. The 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is so powerful. Someone is very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna has unlimited potency to fulfill what is needed. But of course, this is especially for devotees. So, we want to please Krishna. Our devotional service, the whole process is how to please Krishna. Krishna is pleased by devotional service. That's why we do it. It's pleased when we do kirtan, japa, archana, preaching, which is another form of kirtan, brihatmatam, and so on. So by doing the things which are pleasing to Krishna, then one becomes dear to Krishna. His devotional service is an imperishable path, not different from Krishna. It makes one naturally attached to Krishna and it makes one dear to Krishna. Especially when one takes Krishna as their ultimate goal in their life, then they become very, very dear. Can you think of any devotees who have, in the Puranas and Bhagavatam, that have made Krishna its ultimate goal in their life? Prahlad. Maharaj Ki. Anyone else? Dave. Arjuna. Arjuna Ki. Bhishma Dev. Raise your hand. We're going to run. You'll leave a few names for others. So, Sir Bhishma,
Kunti Devi,
my wife Adam, that's a rather to this state of Pandavas. You can name Yudhishthira, Bhima, Nakul, Sahadeva. Right, when Krishna left, they all went Mahaprasthan looking for Krishna. Anybody else? Yeah?
Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj.
Any other ladies? No? Don't know. Huh? He's not in the Bhagavatam, it's the Mahabharata. It's at the Bhagavatam. Cheating Krishna, that makes it very, very good at Krishna. So this is a great opportunity we have. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was encouraging everyone. He said, Akhileshwara Krishna Sarvavritya. Krishna is the sole supreme Lord, everyone else is his servant. He's the original personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Swayam. So Lord Chaitanya also was preaching this. And everyone should surrender to Krishna. But there was one devotee and his associates who couldn't surrender to Krishna. Who was that? Marai Gupta. Marai Gupta tried to surrender to Krishna, but he was so much devoted to Lord Ram that no matter how hard he tried, Ram kept coming up in his mind. So then he thought that I have to commit suicide by not surrendering to Krishna. So then Lord Chaitanya saw him and saw him looking very frustrated. So what happened? He said, "Sir, my Lord, I tried to carry out your instructions. Just completely focus on Krishna, but every time I think of Krishna, always my Lord Raghupati Ram, he's always coming in my mind. Since I'm not able to carry out your instruction, I should commit, I should take my life in the contract." Then Lord Chaitanya embraced him and said, "It's alright, you're the real devotee of Ram. So it's alright, you can worship Ram." So. Primarily Krishna or his expansion for some. Bhagavad Gita as it is ki?
Yeah.
12th chapter Bhagavad Gita ki?
Yeah.
Sri Prabhupada ki?
Yeah.
Gita Gopi Manavi.